This is Cue the Crew, your all-access pass to everything behind the camera, including you. Let's get started. So we're back for round two. Anything that didn't make the bracket that you feel like should have?
Steven.
Water bottle.
Water bottle.
Come on.
Okay.
Hydrate or dihydrate.
So like a reusable.
Dihydrate.
Reusable water bottle. Plastics.
Yes.
Not good enough, right?
Okay. You mean you don't like CDs laying around on tables?
Rolling his eyes. As he says with two crotch waters right in front of him.
I'm sorry?
That's your cans.
That is,
right?
I haven't heard that nomenclature before.
Really? Crotch water?
Not going to be a sponsor, I guess. I
thought that's what it was called, but I don't know. You got anything that you'd like to see on the list?
Not on the list. Did we put any of these MP batteries on here? Any sort of battery at all to run anything?
Just the caddies
and the BDS. That's one thing I'm kind of
Energizer about. Ultimate Lithium.
You know, maybe some.
You know what? That was kind of a game changer when it came out.
Yeah.
Also, no actual slates. No the older Denikes.
That's true. Yeah, no real slates made it.
Yeah.
I guess
surprising.
You know, if you had to lose something out of your bag to make it lighter, it might be a slate. You know, there's some options there. What about the bags? The actual audio bags themselves.
Mm. Right.
Those have kind of come a long way.
Is there a cart?
Petrol days.
Is there like a Blackbird cart?
Yeah.
There's no carts. Although lots of those, there's several really good like custom cart options. I mean, we used to be sort of limited to like a Euro cart and maybe one or two other things, but I think all the cart builders out there are doing some pretty cool stuff.
The Luca cart, right? Is that what it is? What was that called? The one that you use for disc golf?
Zuka setup's pretty solid.
For like, you know.
Yeah, like hybrid back cart type stuff.
I said Luca. I'm still, you know, we're still.
Yeah, kind of
upset. Well, let's
not bring that up.
Sorry.
Swag, adapter kits, those sort of things. Those could all.
I mean,
make
a Pelican case.
Yeah, but Pelicans in general.
Jack's big Night Eyes gear tie.
Oh yeah, what do we call it? The twisty.
The twisty schmishmash. What are they really called?
Night Eyes is
stupid name.
Night Eyes, Night Eyes is a company, and I guess they call it their gear ties.
Gear ties is what
blah.
So that's what I call it.
Twisty Smash Man.
Boommate.
Ooh,
oh, yeah, wow. That's a
that's a classic.
We're more like Mayford people.
So you know, Carnellini Mayford.
Any sort of wireless, like a butt plug or anything like that.
Not
for
yet.
For the boom pole?
No.
Right. Chase never leaves home without the butt plug.
No,
that's right.
Man, always,
big butt plug guy over here.
You know? If I can get it off the pole, like we got the one in the back that we're still having a rough time with.
Should send a serial.
No, it's still on there.
It's still on there.
I think we got to include a set of pliers in our every kit.
Yeah.
I don't think pliers are going to do the trick on that one.
We'll have to send it back to Jerry at JC or something.
Yeah.
You work on boom poles too?
Yeah, buddy.
It's your butt plug.
We need help.
Deck of cards, frisbee, something to kill time.
Oh, deck of cards is great.
So, I have like a little. It's knit like a doily.
Yeah.
I got you that a long time ago.
I have a couple of them. I have a smiley face one.
Yeah.
And a couple others. They are in my backpack all the time.
Yeah.
So that we can play frisbee in anywhere, hallways,
Nova Scotia,
doctor's office, waiting rooms, just whatever, just right there.
What about speakers? You guys bring any? Big speaker.
I don't.
No. No, not. I mean, only for jamming out some tunes while I'm waiting for them to set up.
Set the mood.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I got a little JBL, probably about that big.
Yeah. All right. Fair.
Yeah.
All right. Well, shall we get to picking?
All right.
All right. Round two is up. Starting out hard with the 1 seed, 411, versus the 9 seed, Tentacle Time Code System.
Ooh.
Where are we feeling?
Pretty easy. 411.
411. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you know you could start to try to make an argument for the Tentacle stuff, as great as it is and as groundbreaking as it was. I mean, the 411, it's just rock solid gear that's done so much in our industry. I think that's probably the way to go, unless I can be talked out of
not 411. At all. I mean, again, let's just clap. Why not? Clap sync.
We're gonna give.
But just clap sync.
We're going there.
Use your 411.
I mean, I'm hesitating on this.
Really?
Because I, Yeah, no, it has to be the 411.
411.
It has to be the 411.
We love you, Tentacle, but tough matchup. Sorry about that. Okay. Oh, the RX-12 is back. Ooh. This time up against the Tweaker. So the Tweaker we've established pretty solid. The RX-12, that's a lot. That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Any hot takes on a Tweaker with the taking on the RX-12? What do we think?
Tweaker.
I just don't. This is a brutal matchup. What a crazy. Because I would love to say Tweaker.
A screwdriver versus 24. There's never been a more oddly lopsided.
It's David and Goliath.
Yeah.
But I mean, we're talking vibes here, right?
Yeah.
True.
Which one, makes you feel more comfortable?
Look, if I have to, I don't you want do. To. But if I have to, I can dial in an R1A with a car key.
you gotta scrape it on the asphalt for like 20 minutes.
It's a real pain in the ass, but I can get it done. If I have to have 24 channels of wireless or 12 channels of wireless,
yeah,
I just gotta have it. Like
it is 24 channels, right? I don't know a whole ton about it. I'm pretty sure it's 24 channels. It's at least 12, as the name says.
If we're using sound devices rules, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Number numbers.
Yeah. If you're wrong, you can put in your little video apologizing right now.
Yeah. So we'll roll this back if it's 12, but I'm pretty sure it's 24 channels of wireless.
Oh, regardless, bag, like I can, you know, like I have no other solution for that other than a stack of 411s
in a bag
that are like this tall.
Right. Yeah, in a bag.
In a bag. Yeah. Like it's just. I think you got to go Zach's combo.
Plus, you have to have a key that, you know, a key to a car that actually has the key instead of a fob, just a fob. If some people don't even use it.
I think he's the only one at the table that doesn't.
I was trying to understand what a key was. I didn't quite get it.
Does your car have a key?
I sure do.
Classic.
Old school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely funny.
Key. Analog, I would say.
All right.
His doesn't even have a fob. It's like a credit card.
He just walks up to it.
It's true.
I think it doesn't even greet you.
But it does say Roll Tide when I lock it.
You can cut this out. He just does a Nazi salute. That's why it opens the car.
We're leaving it in.
Yeah.
God.
Okay. Rough. RX-12 it is. It's moving on.
All right.
Okay. So now we've got the number 2 seed, iPhone. It's back. Pretty powerful. Up against Wireless Workbench, Wireless Designer. Sennheiser has some good stuff coming out in their Spectera system. I'm sure I don't know the WYSI stuff as well as all the other, but all the RF management software up against my first iPhone. Where are we going on that?
Current iPhone or just my first iPhone?
Any
iPhone.
The one in the picture, the 3G.
I'm going iPhone.
Yeah, I'll say iPhone too.
I'll go with iPhone as well because, you know, there's like, Freak Finder and stuff like that. I could get out of a little sticky situation. I think Wireless Workbench and Designer, that, you know, it definitely makes it more robust and quick to deploy and
they're
analysis,
amazing tools. And we honestly we have to have them. But give me the iPhone.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
You agree, Steven?
I agree. I mean, it's hard to replace what those RF management programs are doing, but you don't have a phone, you're not getting any calls to have to.
That's true. If push comes to shove, you're scanning in the receiver and doing your best with what you got.
And if you got 411s, that scan's going to be pretty good, too.
Hey.
All right, 6 seed, back to the Viviana and Ursa products. This is a great matchup, up against the Lob Bullet. Lob Bullet, higher seed. Viviana, Ursa stuff. I think the Viviana Ursa stuff, as much as I love the Lob Bullet, has done way more for our lob mounting and onset solutions.
Look, man, you can mic somebody up without a Lob Bullet.
Yeah,
you can get it done. But like, there are times that those Viviana and Ursa pouches just flatly save the day.
Yeah, the pouches specifically. Like, that's I think we probably still have some baby socks and clothespins sitting around somewhere.
But yeah. I have never once used that ring.
Yeah, that's only one particular person that works.
Oh,
I'm in on the baby socks.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. There are two particular.
Hang that from a tag on the back of a dress with a lady's dress. You're good to go. Yeah. So, it makes it. It's definitely a little more of an elegant solution, I'd say. So I'm going with
then a baby sock with a safety. What?
Yeah. So all right. So we've made that choice. Viviana Ursa for the win.
Plus I've had my lav bullets taken.
Oh,
TSA.
Oh, I've lost three or four of those. Hence the mic drop. Yeah. Changeover, but you know that's okay.
I tried to sneak one through TSA by hiding it in my dreads one time. That didn't work out well.
Yeah, imagine wow. not.
I bet you got a lot of it.
They took you to the back for that one.
You know, they literally have to do the hand pat down on my hair.
It's too dense for the
the machine can't read through the dreads, so they always got to do a hand check.
Nobody can read through the dreads.
And I've always wanted to get like a little tiny like action figure of some sort and like hide in there. Just so they can feel like they found something.
Like the baby in the king cake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. I think it'd be fun. I don't know. We'll see how it
goes. Yeah, give it a whirl.
If I'm ever flying in a day early.
yeah, you got to allocate some time for that. Okay. In LA, we've got the 416 up against a tram. I mean,
look, I feel like I'm talking a lot, but I'm just going to go ahead and go 416 all day.
Yeah.
Easy.
Great. Moving on. The Battle of the Sankins. This is a great matchup, actually.
Yeah. It really is.
CS3 against the COS 11. What does the C stand for? Why do they have so many Cs? I don't know.
Capturing audio? I don't know.
Oh, CS, capture sound.
Capture sound, yeah.
They both have this. Yeah. We're going with that.
COS? I don't know.
This is a tough one. Absolutely in love with the with the CS. I mean, I'm less in love with the, I call it the Sankin, but the COS 11.
But we use it more.
But we use it more. Rely on it more.
A one size daily. Fits all kind of solution.
I can use a COS 11 a lot more often than I can use a CS3.
Yep.
And that would probably. That'd probably be my.
Yep.
That's got to be my
choice. You know me. You guys know I love the CS3E. Yeah. But like, if I got to pick one or the other, mm-hmm. I'm going to have to go LAV.
Yeah. Okay. LAV it is. Yeah. COS 11 for the win. I know. Yeah. That's sad to see our little CS3E go out in round two.
Yep.
Such is life. But. Living for another day, big blue boy. This is a powerhouse.
Come on.
Powerhouse.
Yeah,
this is
big money for this seats in this arena.
Wow,
the Shep Cmit up against the 4017 from DPA.
I know which one I want, but this is purely personal preference. Like whoever, like this is just going to depend on which of us at this table just have the personal preference of one over the other. Because those are very evenly matched, I would think.
Yeah.
That being said, give me the Sheps.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think it kind of just has to be the Sheps. So the 4017 is great.
DPA has a microphone on the Mars rover.
Yeah.
Right.
It's
again,
in
still,
space.
Well, I think we'd get reamed too hard if we sent the Cmit.
I don't give a shit what anybody else says.
No way.
So you're going
with
the
Cmit?
No, that means I'm taking the Sheps.
Yeah. Okay, great. Sheps it is. Back at it. Ooh, another. Okay, so this one's a little different.
Run it back.
Three seed MK41 against the DPA 6060. Now we have a shotgun, a boom-mounted mic versus a LAV.
Okay, so you know how earlier, whenever we were like, oh, but we'd use the LAV so much more, blah, blah, blah. Man, give me that MK41.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a... we're gonna have to like edit that out or something because I agree the same logic does not apply.
Just
here.
Doesn't apply. Totally.
Well, and I think it's just mainly because the MK41 is so nice.
Good.
Yeah, it's so nice.
I can't believe you got yours stolen.
So nice,
man. Brutal,
tough. Well,
the first one.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Sheesh.
By the way, don't. Be careful of the capsule. You don't want that. You don't want to get none of those T-powered, the T-powered
threes?
Preamps.
Three or four?
The four, the CMC four. It's like a T-power.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's, I'm pretty sure it's the 4.
But the 5 can go T power or 48 volt.
I think that's the switchable one, right? Mm.
The 5 can, I believe, but the 6 is 48.
The 6 is 48. Yeah, I think the 5 is switchable. We'll bring back Pete for that one.
Yeah.
Pete. Okay, Sheps it is. Yet again. Yeah. Sorry, DPA. Love you.
Nice.
Okay. Back to the one seeds in New York.
Oh, come on, baby. 788 for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they both actually done so much for the industry, which is cool to see. But, yeah, it's us here at the table, so we're going 788.
788, that's what I learned on.
Yeah, it's lots. I'll tell you what, if you can master a 788, you'll be fine with a lot of other mixers nowadays. I'm not so sure if you master the Nagra, if that will really translate. Maybe. I can't master it, so I can't say.
Man, I would probably put the tape on it.
I'd probably be lost, even though Pete has shown me like a couple of times. I did not retain that information. So 788 it is, right?
788.
Yeah, for sure.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
The original mix pre up against the Scorpio. So
all right, I get it. The original mix pre.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it was great. It's really solidly built. People still use it today. All that good stuff. But no way, man. Scorpio for sure.
Scorpio is solid.
Man. And that Scorpio is kind of representing the whole 8 series from Sound Devices, right?
That's true. Yeah. Of note, the 833 or 888, neither made the cut. But the 442 sure did. and the 302. And all the little things. Pretty much everything except 664 and, I don't know. Mix pre 3 and 6.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So good for Sound Devices. Great for the Scorpio.
Yeah.
Scorpio. Yeah. Scorpio's winning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a big bang for the buck. All right. Okay. All right, Jack.
Here we go. Let's see.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, real decisions have to be made here.
I really gotta hear this thing.
The 104 up against the 442.
For me, it's the 104.
Okay. 442 just really broke new ground, I think, when it came out that way, when it did. It's got this whole like spaceship vibe, which I'm into.
I'm more into analog meters than spaceships.
Yep. So, you know, I think so. Here's what the 442 has is the direct outs to go into a 744 or something like that.
As does the Cooper.
Was that
with a mod?
With the mod. Okay. All right. So we'll call them even on like feature set. And if that's the case, I have to think the 104 gets the edge on the sound quality.
It gets the edge on the sound quality.
Yeah. Okay.
The 442 gets the edge in form factor.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. All right.
I owned both.
Yeah. Okay. 104 it is. I'm good with that.
Yeah. I can't vote on this one. It's just, again, before my
abstain.
Time. Yeah.
Okay.
Because, so here's they do the same thing.
Right.
They have the same functions. Like the 442 doesn't do anything that the Cooper doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, it has a more friendly form factor. It doesn't chew up batteries at the same rate that the Cooper does.
Does it take CF cards or SD?
Ooh, good question.
What, the 442?
Both.
It doesn't take either.
What does it take?
It's a mixer, just a mixer.
Tethered to camera.
It's why we still charge separately for mixing and recording.
Ooh.
Four in, two out.
Good to know.
I still like the Cooper.
Okay. Any objections?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No. Do we need to wait?
Plain. No, it's fine. It's a podcast. Okay. A little more evenly matched body pack recorder coming off the big win against the Nova.
So I say that again. I coughed right.
Sure. All right. Here's a pretty even matchup. Body recorder, fresh off its win over the XCOM Nova, up against the Sound Devices 552. So 552, two channels of recording, mixer, all that good stuff. Again, body pack recorder
The 552 was revolutionary in what it brought to the
table. It was the next step, it was the next iteration.
The first built-in, as far as I know, I might be wrong, but for me, it was the first built-in. It was the first mixer with a built-in recorder. That being said, what Body Pack Recorders brought to the table was equally as revolutionary, if not more so.
Yeah, and even, I mean, I know this one says includes timecode, but thinking back to the Tascam series.
The Tascam ones.
Of the DR10s and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No timecode, but neither did the 552. And, you know, if I had to choose one tool to go into the shit, I mean,
the Body Pack Recorders can bail you out of a lot of situations.
Yeah. I agree. I'm going again with the Body Pack Recorder.
It's funny, even though we almost never use them.
That's correct, yeah.
But when we do,
it's 5%
of the
have.
Time.
Yeah, great to have.
At best.
Yeah.
Any objections to that?
No.
None passionate.
No.
Okay. Audio harness up against the Moleskine. Who you got, Jack?
Harness? I think I'm going harness.
You're not sure? You need more, one more time?
No.
I would say harness.
What are you taking to set?
I mean, look, I don't like
comfort
carrying.
For me, man.
I don't like carrying shit. I'm too small.
Yeah. Physical well-being is important.
Yeah.
Probably more than whatever project we're shooting.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Without a doubt.
Self-care.
Okay. Great. Audio harness staying in the turn. Yeah, sure. Sorry, producers. We're choosing... I choose me.
Yeah, that's what I choose me. We can do Vampire Eclipse.
There's lots of ways.
And the only alternative to the harness is the sling strap. Ooh. And we've established what I think of the sling strap.
Yeah.
Indeed. All right. Congratulations, harness. And up next is our peel case, tiny tackle box, up against the rock and roller. I feel like the rock and roller had its moment.
I pled the case
because it was against the Janky Box.
It had a really good run, but the organization of having everything at your fingertips in your pocket, what have you, all of that right there, you're ready to go. You're not like stumbling around when it matters most.
Agreed.
If I know I don't have a rock and roller, I'm just going to bring an extra bottle of water and leave an hour early.
Yeah.
I can prepare around that. The tackle box, not so much.
You guys got an extra PA I can borrow? Like, lug all this stuff over here?
No, sorry. Tackle box it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Battery caddies versus a BDS. What a hilarious matchup. It kind of feels like the 788 against the keyboard for the 788.
Yeah.
I think it's just BDS.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, staying organized with a caddy is great, but it's not everything, quite clearly. Okay.
A small box works.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Cardboard box.
I continue to have pockets, it turns out. Number 3 seed, Boom Pole, up against Gaff Tape. What's running through my mind is, is there a way that I can turn gaff tape into a boom pole?
No.
Not easily.
Can you turn a boom pole into gaff tape?
High heat, maybe? I think boom poles walk that way. It's a mixer madness.
Boom pole is like the most recognizable thing that even a civilian can be like.
If
the
AI
guy
had
with
to
the
generate
fuzzy
a
mic.
Thumbnail of this tournament, it would probably have a boom pole, not gaff tape.
Yeah,
we'll see. Watch this. Awesome. Well, that's round two.
All right,
that went a lot faster.
That was all of round two.
Yeah, that was all of round two. We cut round one by half.
Right.
Wow. Or doubled it by half. I don't know. You're the math guy.
Oh, wow.
Do you divide by 0.5?
Did we double it by half? I think that's...
So, great. Well, that's rounds one and two plus our first four. That's our first week at this thing.
That feels good.
Brackets are locked, so too late for you guys. But we'll be back next week for the Sweet 16 and beyond. So, good luck. Bye.
Bye.